Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Bodybuilding Podcast. I have my friend here, Jeremy, back again. In around September, it might have been the end of August, September, I had Jeremy on the podcast and we talked about his upcoming competition and how he was getting ready for it. We went really in depth about what his diet was and his cardio and training and his PEDs protocol getting ready for the competition. So now he had the competition. It's over. And how are you feeling now, Jeremy?
Feeling really good, still feeling that, post comp high, you're feeling happy that you've done it. But to be honest with you, the thing that I'm most surprised about is, when you're dieting and when you go through that kind of really harsh depletion cardio, you tend to look at all these foods on Instagram and YouTube. And you're like, oh, that would be so nice to eat right now.
Oh my God,
And
what a, you
honestly,
gotta stay away from that.
yeah. Yeah, but honestly, like, I have no cravings now, dude.
This time you didn't
Literally, I
eat.
have no cravings.
Were you weren't super hungry or what on your preparation?
I was starving during the prep.
Okay.
I thought I could eat like everything. I was watching like these guys like Beard Meets Food and Eric the Electric on YouTube like eating all this food, and I'm like, oh, after my competition I'm gonna do that. But
You know, I
honestly,
have a
like after
question
I
on that.
finished my
I have a question on that. So a lot of guys, a lot of bodybuilders specifically, feel like, you know, when they're not getting enough food, their anxiety levels go up a lot. And one of the reasons for that, well, the main reason for that is just because, like, you know, when you eat carbohydrates, insulin goes out into your body, and insulin is a depressant, a central nervous system depressant. So like any kind of, that's why we feel calm and sleepy after we eat carbohydrates. So people use that to modulate their moods and not have anxiety, while steroid users are known for having a lot of anxiety. How do you manage anxiety without your carbs when you're on your contest prep?
I had no anxiety. I just knew that, the harder you work, the more you suffer, the better you're going to be on stage. Because I knew that nobody is suffering like this. Like, when they got to a point where I sit down and my ass hurts,
Yeah.
when I sit down on the toilet to take a shit, my ass hurts. When I lie down in bed, I'm uncomfortable. Like walking outside, you just have to be like, okay, you can do it. Just, one step at a time. You got to tell yourself that, and that's that point that I got to in the prep,
And then how come you're not hungry? If you go that far and feel like, man, like I'm like in a living hell like that. That's what it sounds like. How come you're not hungry?
Because, okay, it sounds like a living hell, right?
Yeah.
But you need to understand where I was before. You saw my photo before. Now, to me, that before, that was a living hell to
Okay.
look like that. So now I feel like I'm in heaven. I mean, come on. Imagine, when you grow up as the fat kid, you're so scared of taking your shirt off during swimming class. People laugh at you. Yeah, you can eat what you want and enjoy all that stuff, but that to me, that's hell.
Oh,
Not
that's pretty
being
cool though,
comfortable in your own
then that you
body.
got totally shredded, 'cause you showed me the competition photos from your competition and you were totally, you know, you were the most shredded person on stage actually. So, you know, the diet and everything was a really big success. And what do you think was the thing that made you be able to bring such a good condition?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Number one is obviously careful planning with my coach, who I really owe a lot to, because he is someone that he was actually saying, like, look, I don't want you to over cardio. I don't want you to run yourself down into the ground. want you to get more sleep and stuff like that. He was kind of like bringing me back down to earth.
Okay.
When you have that, you know, crazy motivation, this like laser focus, you're willing to do anything, bro. Literally anything. You're willing, you know, I can do three cardio sessions a day. No problem. And I can train as well. No problem. Yeah, I feel like shit. Yeah, I feel tired. But, you know, when you really have that drive that, hey, I want to get this done. I want to be the best version of myself possible. You know, you're willing to go through hell to get what you want. But my coach was very, very tactical and very smart. He knew when to give me the carbohydrates that I needed. He knew when to pull them back. He knew when to add cardio, pull back cardio. And from him, I learned a lot about the importance of managing cortisol. Because if your cortisol levels is too high, you're not going to look good. You're not going to
And
feel good. You're not going to look good.
well, normally the insulin will block the cortisol, and then we also have the glucocorticoid effect of anabolic steroids that helps block with cortisol. Were you doing anything else to block that? How were you managing it?
He just told me, you know, just get as much sleep as you can, right? If you like, because I have to send my daughter to school, you know, we wake up, we make, prepare the breakfast and prepare her packed lunch for her. If you need to wake up a bit later, when it means that you get a little bit more sleep, then do that. But, you know, I got to a point, like, even now, I can't sleep past 5 o'clock, bro. Before 5 o'clock, I wake up naturally. Like even right now, I can't sleep past five.
That's when the sun comes up, or what?
That's just the time that I've been waking up to do all my cardio, and
Okay.
I've just stuck with that. Even now, post show, I just stick to do the same thing: cardio, abs, stretching, vacuum, posing every day
Cool. So
at
you've kept
five.
up the, so you got a routine going during your prep, and you've kept the routine
Yes.
going because you like the way it made you feel.
Yeah. It kind of it's like a okay, so the cardio is pretty simple. It's just 1 hour on the stepper. And then I do stretching the whole body stretching. I do an abs circuit, do the vacuums, and I practice my posing for about 20 minutes. And that helps me get started with my day it's that mental trigger that allows me to tackle my day, you know? So I like
And
that a lot.
yeah, and so then approaching the competition, like the last 8 weeks or so, let us know, like, what was your protocol? What were you doing to bring in that good conditioning?
In terms of what? Where should we start?
Training, diet, steroids.
Okay, so training, it's pretty simple. It's same throughout. It was basically chest and triceps, back and biceps, then shoulders, and then after that it was rest day. Then I did chest and back superset. Then we did arms.
Okay, so that
That
you
one,
worked
yeah.
chest and back twice a week and then the other muscles once a week.
Yeah, but I didn't train legs.
You didn't train legs for the competition?
Just a few leg extension and leg curl, and that's it. I mean, my legs were not like tiny, but they
Is that
filled up
because it's
for
men's
shorts.
physique, or why didn't you train legs?
No, I did. My coach said you don't need to. Your legs are okay. They fill out your shorts. It's enough. They're separated, you know. They're not really being marked. As long as they don't look like pencils on stage, you're okay. Because the thing I needed to bring up the most was my back. Let's face it, right? So I really had to focus on that. Training it in a way where you're training it with enough weight to stimulate it, but you can feel every rep. You know what I mean? Because if you have a weak back, chances are you're not connecting with your back. and you're probably doing movements just for the sake of doing the movements that everyone else is doing, but they're perhaps not the most optimal movements for you to develop, you know, a back required. So for men's physique, they want a nice, a wide back. Obviously, you cannot change how your lats insert, right? That's your body's genetics, but you want wider lats to make your waist look smaller. You need to have that those three-dimensional delts, so the rear delt, the side delt, and the front delt. And you know, they want a nice tight lower back and a detailed upper back, but not too heavy and beefy and thick, just detailed, nice, wide, you know, the right amount of density coming into a small waist. That's the criteria. And it's also how you present your back on stage. How do you pose your back shot, you know, and
So,
that kind
which
of stuff.
back exercises were giving you the best gains in improving your back?
Okay, so for me, what I really did a lot of at the start of this prep was pull-ups, just
Yeah.
body weight pull-ups,
That
right?
fucking works. For building up lower lats, pull-ups is like, it's really hard to compete with that.
Yeah, I mean, I mainly did the wide grip pull-ups, like slightly wider grip. I also did some neutral grip pull-ups as well, but mainly I did wide grip pull-ups. I did the cable, the cable pull-in with either a rope or a bar. I felt that was very good for my lats. Dumbbell
Cable row.
pullover. I'm not cable row. It's almost like a dumbbell pullover, but you're doing it with a cable.
Okay.
So I did that at the start as an activation type thing. I always do bent over barbell rows, but this time I did them. Do you know what a pendele row is?
Yeah.
A pendele row? Almost like a pendele row, right?
Okay, so
But
very bent
I
over.
didn't. Yeah, but I didn't drop the bar. The weights never touched the bottom, right? So
Okay.
almost like a pendele row. So obviously, it's not going to be a crazy impressive weight, but it worked. Single arm dumbbell rows, I did those, and I managed to get my hand, well, to join a second gym, which had this really nice high row. You know the kind of machine that Dorian Yates used, where you have an underhand grip and you're rowing from the top and kind of just contracting your lat.
Yeah, I know the
The
one.
high
Yeah.
row machine. Yeah, so I had that access to that, very thankful. And then just basically Romanian deadlift, you know.
Yeah, that's another
And
really good
if I
one.
had, but I did my Romanian deadlifts at the end of the workout.
Yeah,
So,
almost like a rack
yeah,
pull
so,
to finish off the back.
yes, but I started on the rack. Obviously, the bar was set up on the rack, but then I walked further out onto the platform to perform it, whereby the bar would just go further past my knees. I pause and then I come up and contract,
Yeah.
you know, and I do that for about 10 repetitions, 12 repetitions, sometimes eight if the weight got slightly heavier, you know.
Yeah.
And then whatever other machines they had, you know, some seated cable rows, some chest supported machine rows, those stuff. But you know, the main ones that worked for me was, you know, the pull-ups, this kind of bent over barbell row, that lat machine that I just the kind of high row lat machine, you know, the dumbbell pullovers as well. Those ones really, the single arm dumbbell row.
Yeah, good exercises. I think especially the pull-ups probably help you a lot. Do you don't need to add any weight with those, right? You just do body weight, but just do a lot of
Oh,
them.
I had to add some weight, because I started at 91 kilos. On show day, I was 69.8 kilos.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big drop, man.
Yeah, so I had to add some weight, just 10 kilo, 15 kilo plate, so I can do them like that for about 12 reps, 15 reps. slow controlled form.
Yeah.
But if not, body weight and do more faster tempo.
Well, you know what? A lot of that weight that you lost was a significant amount of that water, because when you started your contest prep, you didn't look that, I mean, you looked decent, you looked good. So I'm just wondering why you had to lose, what was that, 20 kilograms? So like 45 pounds?
I think a lot of it is like fat and water, right? But the interesting thing is, I weigh measure my height at about 173, 174, right? When I went to measure on the day, I was 169 cm.
What do you think caused that?
Apparently, when you drop water like that, your height kind of, drops a bit. Like, old people, when people get older, like
Yeah.
grandma, grandpa, they usually like shrink a little bit in height.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Oh.
It was pretty funny,
So hopefully you gained it
but
back, right? Did you test it again? Did you gain it back?
I haven't checked my height, but since the show, so it's exactly 1 week. So 7 days since I competed, I'm only up to about 73 kg now.
Okay,
I'm
yeah, because you said
69.
you've been
Yeah,
staying on the
still.
program. You haven't done any like baby sheets or anything.
Okay, so what I did was after the show, went with my family to a Brazilian barbecue. And in my
Perfect.
mind before that, I was fascinating over eating all of this. And I got there, I had a few pieces of like the steak, the lean steak, and I had like a little bit of pasta, a little bit of rice, and I was like, I'm full. I just want to have like a little bit of like Pepsi Max. I had two small glasses of Pepsi Max, one small scoop, like the buffet scoops of ice cream, and I just had the rest of it was just salad. I just wanted to eat salad, dude. It's really weird.
Yeah,
It
well,
was very disappointing.
that's a different experience than the usual post contest thing. Do you think it's because of some of the steroids you're using or what?
I think it's a mental thing as well, because I'm so scared to go back and gain everything back and be
Okay.
miserable again. And also a good thing is I've got a photo shoot on the 26th of December. So, it's a
Okay,
good
I see. So
excuse
you've
for me
actually
to
got a
hold
hold,
on
yeah,
to.
hold on condition. Yeah, so
Well,
when you finish your contest prep and you go you stop taking as much steroids and everything, does your body just immediately start gaining fat, or does your body immediately start losing muscle, or both, or what generally happens when you like finish your hardcore bodybuilding and take a little break?
So you say going on like a lower dose of test.
Yeah, well, like blasting, and then when you're like you finish your competition and you're like, okay, gonna go into your recovery phase, what usually happens to your body?
So in the past, I know I got a lot softer. So you lose that pop, that hard, dense look, that pop. The vascularity fades a little bit, body fat starts to creep up, and you hold on to a bit more water, right? My body naturally has a lot of water, right? Naturally, you see my photos, I'm quite a, I'm not big because my structure is small, but that fat Asian boy, that chubby Asian boy genetic, So that's what happens. But we have some things to mitigate that, i.e. keeping in cardio, making sure that training is still being done, and obviously making sure that you're watching your food, you're logging everything, making sure that you're having your carbs at the right time, not having too much carbs, keeping protein high, making sure that you're not eating all sorts of crap and snacking throughout the day. think these are all things that work.
So
I think it
what
helps.
were your steroids the final month coming into the competition?
let's say a lot of people will hear this and they'll be like, oh, this guy is so fucking stupid. Like, what an idiot. He looks like shit and used so much, you know? But I guarantee
Okay.
you, like, most of the people that do that, you know, is step on stage next to me and see how you fare against. So what I did was 2 cc Trinace, 2 cc mass prop, 1 cc test prop, 100 Winnie, 100 Anavar. And then when it came to 2 weeks before the show, we
How
chopped up
often were you doing those that you just said?
every day.
Okay, so 2 milliliters trenbolone acetate, 2 milliliters
Trenbolone
masteron
mass prop,
propionate, 1 milliliter
1 milliliter test
testosterone
prop.
propionate, and then 100 milligrams Anavar, 100 milligrams Winstrol, and you took all
Winnie.
that every day.
Yes, every day.
Okay, and then you said
And
the
then
final 2 weeks.
T wait, hold on.
Okay.
T3, about 50 to 75 milligrams, and Clen, about 120, 160 micrograms.
Do those bother you, Clen and T3? Because for me, those bother me a
Nope.
lot. Those don't bother you.
I had no side effects at all. I didn't lose my temper once. I didn't freak out. I was actually, to my family and everyone, I was probably the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Okay.
You know why? You know
Why?
why? Because I realized that I'm blessed to be able to be in this position to work and to pursue a childhood dream of mine.
Yeah,
Right?
that's
How
true.
many people can say that, oh, I have the luxury and the blessing from God to be able to wake up and voluntarily do cardio?
Yeah.
Some people in the world have to wake up and do cardio, i.e., walking however many kilometers just to get to work.
Yeah.
That's truly a blessing, right? So when you switch your mentality like that, you become a completely different person. You're not grumpy and say, oh my God, I'm so hungry. Don't talk to me, blah, 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 blah. No, you're like, I'm blessed to be able to eat this nutritious and delicious food every day, whenever I want, when other people probably don't have a choice. You know,
Yeah,
they can't
yeah.
choose what they can eat. So your mentality changes. So honestly, I had no side effects at all, bro. Zero.
Because of your attitude, basically.
Yes, because of my attitude. I mean, I know guys like they take like 300, 400 milligrams of Tren and then they go crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can take like 2 cc's a day and still be fine. Okay, no problem.
I don't know how that's possible, you know, because I've done a similar thing, you know, as an experiment, and it definitely caused me to be weird. Like, you know, it would cause me to be shaking when I was relaxed. So people would be asking me, why are you shaking? You didn't get any of that.
Oh, the shaking, yeah, a little bit, like the tremors, but I'm talking about like the mental side effects, like I go crazy, I rage, and like, you know, I want to think about killing people and stuff. I didn't get any of that.
Okay, good.
Nothing. You
Right, and
know,
so,
and then I see. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then you were saying earlier that you switched things up for the final 2 weeks.
Yes. So the final 2 weeks, they take out the testosterone. So just mast and tren at the same dosage for. Sorry. So 2 weeks before the show, right? Okay. We call it the first week before the show. We take out the test, right? And we're just doing mast and tren, right? And then we add in halo testing, okay, at 40 to 50 milligrams a day, okay?
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I felt it. It was really good. I felt the power in the gym. I felt the muscle hardening, but I did not feel like the rage or anything like that, like the anger.
from the
You
halo
know, that
testing.
all these other, I didn't feel that at all. Just like, oh, okay.
You didn't
I was
feel
like,
annoyed either? Because
it's
that's another one. It's just like irritability. That's a side effect.
nope, not really. I didn't
Okay.
feel irritable at all. I think it's because I controlled my environment the best that I could. So the people I didn't need to talk to, I didn't talk to them. The people I didn't need to see outside of work, I didn't see. It was just house, gym, house. So I controlled everything as best I could. And I left. I did everything with ample time. So I'd wake up early, make sure all my meals are prepared, pack everything. So I made sure everything was on hand. If I had to go somewhere slightly further away, I'd leave extra early so I could, stroll into the place, take my own sweet time, and not get stressed that I was late or delayed or whatever, So I
Yeah, I
controlled
like your
everything to
whole
the best I
plan. It's like a very comprehensive plan for your whole life to get ready for the bodybuilding competition. Not just a bodybuilding plan, but a whole life plan.
And for the contest, I booked everything early. The hotel, even the taxi to take me there was booked a week in advance to make sure that the guy wasn't. I surveyed the place online. I made sure I knew what was there. I bought an electric stove. I brought pots, pans. I brought all my food that I needed with me, even the stuff that I think I didn't need. I brought everything. I was like very well prepared
Cool.
and very relaxed. So
And
anyway, let's get back to the last week, okay?
yeah.
So in the last week, so the show is on the Sunday, okay? The Sunday before that show, that's the last injection. No more injections, only orals.
Okay.
So, 150 now, 150 Winstrol, 50. Halo testing, 100 Anavar.
Okay.
And straight injection. And then the reason for no injections was to lower the inflammation response because when you put a needle in your
Yeah.
body naturally has a bit of a response and it can tend to hold water, right? So none of that. Clen and T3 the same, but actually we lowered the T3 a little bit. And surprisingly, I wanted to do more cardio. My coach said, no, less cardio. So he dropped my cardio. But I'm not gonna lie, whenever I was on the stepper, I maybe did an extra 10 minutes ish, just for good measure.
And
But
that's
then I'd be like,
your favorite cardio equipment, the stepper. This the stepper works so good because it creates room for glycogen storage. So when you got any extra carbohydrates, they go into those muscles that you've been on the stepper with.
I
Were
didn't
you
know that.
eating many carbohydrates at the end?
My quote, well, we just had basically 100 grams of cooked white rice pre and post. That's it.
How long were you on that?
So we would do basically leading up to the last week, we would do about 3 to 4 days of zero carbs. And then on like let's say the back day, the back and biceps day, I would have 100 grams pre and 100 grams post of cooked white rice. And on the
That's
chest
like
and
100
on the
grams of
chest
white
at
rice
back.
is like 25 grams carbs or something, right?
Well, I think a little bit more. It's cooked weight, not raw weight, cooked
Okay.
weight. So it's not much, but anything at that point is a blessing, right? You get some rice, you see some white rice, you're like, oh, thank God, right? So I would do it on the back and biceps day, and I would do it on the back and chest superset day because I'm going to tell you that superset day for me was very difficult because it really required a lot of focus, a lot of like stamina as well, Oh, sorry. I forgot to say one thing. Speaking of stamina, I used Cardarine, GW
Yeah.
50156. Yeah, so I use 30 milligrams per day. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. And I find that helped a lot. I really enjoyed that, the card reading. And then I was also taking,
Yeah.
Yohimbine. Yeah, I was taking Yohimbine in the morning before fasted cardio with my Clarin T3.
How much did you
Yeah.
take of the Yohimbine?
One capsule is about 10 milligrams. So I
That's a
took one
strong-ass
capsule.
capsule. A lot of the
Yeah,
capsules in
it's.
America for Yohimbine are like 2.5.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but 10 milligrams is the effective dose, so that's cool to hear that you had like a capsule that was an effective dose.
I mean, I'm sure like I could have gone much higher, but I was like, you know
Because it's
what?
pretty
It's
strong,
okay.
right?
It's work.
Did you I get some side effects from Yohimbine, do you?
No, not really. I just
I
get a
get
little
like
bit
a
warmer.
yeah, that and it'll give me anxiety and it'll also make me see like blue and green a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, you don't get that at all.
No, I just felt like warm, and obviously it's nice to feel warm in the morning,
Yeah.
especially in like November and December. It's nice to feel warm in the morning. So it's okay. I get warm. I do a bit of like light stretching. I put my waist trainer on and I do my cardio. That's it.
Sweet.
Yeah. And oh, of course, also some of the natural supplements I was taking. Creatine, which I don't really take, but my coach was like, take it. Some 10 grams of creatine pre-workout.
10 grams, big
EAAs.
dose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, you know. I was always so scared, like, oh, is creatine gonna make you hold water and stuff like that, blah 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 blah. But actually it didn't. In if anything, it helped a little bit, like during the workouts, right? Like a little bit. Not
Give you some more energy or more power.
I think I got a better pump from it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're on Anavar and Winstrol and Tren and all that stuff, yeah, you get a pump. But like, you know, when you have very low carbohydrates, it's very hard to get a pump, you
Yeah.
know. And I was taking some pre-workout on the
What
days
about
that I
like
needed
lower
it.
back pumps? That's a question I have is because you were on these really high doses of especially Tren, 1400 milligrams a week. So how was the lower back pumps on that?
I only got lower back pump when I'm doing like hyperextensions with the plate. Other than that, not really.
You were okay doing like bent over rows and Romanian deadlifts and shit?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you feel a pump in the lower back as well, the whole back, but it's not like excruciating to the point where you have to like stop halfway. You know, sometimes when you get that pump, you gotta stop halfway and like lie down on the floor
Yeah.
and like lie down on your back just to like let everything, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in
I
hell.
didn't get that. I didn't get that this time.
Okay. Interesting.
I tell you what, the most excruciating thing that I ever had was not during this trip. The first time I took Anadrol, you know, the when your shins and your calves. Oh man, I got some kind of shin splints and calf pumps that were like, imagine someone has like a baseball bat. Or like a metal cane, and they hit your shin. That's how it feels like.
Damn.
For no reason, it's those pumps. That's the most excruciating type of pump thing I had. But that's only the first time I took Anadrol. After that, I
It
didn't
doesn't
have
do that
any.
to you anymore.
Yeah, after the first time, it didn't. Yeah.
The first time I took Anadrol, I had problems too. I don't know if there's something with that. Like I had toxicity issues the first time, but then afterwards, not really.
I don't know. I think our bodies they get used to things like quite quickly, you know. That's why these pros they can take a lot of things and they're fine with it. The body adapts. I truly believe that.
Yeah, I believe that too. In your experience, so like, you know, using those kind of high dosages, probably the first time you did it, it wasn't like so chill like you were describing it now, right?
Yeah, the first time, you know, you get a bit nervous and, you know, you hear all these horror stories that people say they try to demonize all these things, like, oh, don't take this, training is so bad for you, blah 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 blah. But then, like, after the interview, they're like, haha, suckers. They like pull like 3 cc's of Tren and they jab it. They're like, haha, they'll never know my secret. Like, you know, people
You're
would,
talking about like the average bodybuilder, how he's talking and then what he's doing in his room when he's alone.
yeah, exactly. You know,
Okay.
like, it's just like, bro, it's just like, bro, I mean, like, I'm not fucking blind, right? Like, yeah, you have very good genetics. Yes, you work very hard. You've been doing this for a long time. But I know you're not just taking like 300 migs of Tren. I'm sorry. I know. You don't need to lie. We don't need to tell anyone. But just don't, you know, just don't think everyone is like as dumb as you want them to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's face it. Right? So, I mean, it's not even Tren. Like, okay, Tren is Tren, right? But like, there are other compounds as well. Primo, 1 gram, 1.5 grams, 2 grams. Deca, 1 gram. EQ, one whole bottle a week, 2 grams. Those, you know, those are what really build your size. You know, then you have insulin, you have growth hormone. How do you think you're gonna put down the food? Because you can have the steroid, which, like in the last podcast, I said, those are the workers in the construction site. But if you don't have the raw materials, the bricks, the cement, you know, the metal beams, you're not going to build a building. And the raw material is the food, your protein, your carbohydrate, your fats. So it's not just Tren, you know, that's the magic thing. No, you have to off season properly. You need to put down the food and you need to make sure you continue growing whilst keeping the body fat at a decent rate. And you do that for years and years and years, and that's how you get that kind of, you know, physique, right? It's not an overnight thing. It's not, I take one cycle of trend and I can look like, you know, Chris Bumstead. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and
So,
yeah, okay, keep on going.
So it's like you don't they don't underplay, they just underplay one dose, one use of one compound, but you have, there's so many other compounds under the sun. Like, I personally know guys in the Middle East, they like to do high EQ. So like one bottle of EQ a week, you know?
Okay.
And there is, so that's why,
Why do they
it's not
like
to
that?
say that that's why they, well, because at the end of the day, you look at your milligrams, right? So EQ, most of the time, is dosed at about 200 to about 300 milligrams per ml. So let's say if you're at the lower end of that dosage, 200 milligrams per ml, one bottle is already 2 grams a week, right? That's 10 cc's, yeah? Then you do a bottle of test sip or test E. That's another 200 to 250 milligrams per milliliter. So you're up to about 20 cc's per week, and it's already about 4 grams, 4 to 4.5 grams of gear. If you're both dosed at 250, you'll be at 5 grams of gear for 20 milliliters. And 20 milliliters is not that difficult to shoot in 7 days, but you're already
Okay,
hitting 5 grams.
so you're talking like it, you're able to get in a enormous amount of gear with these compounds. And are you saying that that's the main
Yes.
the main attractiveness of it is being able to get in a lot without
Yes.
having to take something that's like 100 milligrams per milliliter?
Yes. And it's also not going to break your bank, right?
Yeah.
Then you can afford to do the higher dosages of GH. You can afford to do the other, the insulin, right?
All right. So that's going to be the last question for the podcast today. It's fun talking to you guys, and I'll be coming up with another episode for you guys real soon here. So make sure to go pick up Ultimate Guide to Roids, 109-page ebook by Dan the Bodybuilder from Thailand. You know, if you just go to bodybuilderinthailand.com, it's I think it's the first article on the homepage where you can check it out and read like 20 pages. It's definitely worth it. It's my best content. You know, if you like the podcast, the book will blow you away.